Walking into Theater Bazaar is like walking into the fantasy of a twisted, creepy genius. From the dominatrix room where you can get chained, whipped, or spanked, to the glass cages where performers like Rick Rain hang suspended from hooks in their flesh.
It's definitely painful. It's not for everybody. You just breathe through it. It is what it is.
To the world-class burlesque dancers who rock Bride of Frankenstein-themed stripteases.
We were here for like 10 minutes, and then we realized that we were going to come here every year after this.
This is Matt Taylor. It is his first time at Theater Bazaar. He came because he and his friends have been hearing all of this buzz about it. Now, this is a 7-story Dust Bowl Carnival-themed mini-universe right here in Detroit's Masonic Temple. And they had heard how this is all the brainchild of one twisted artist. But now that they're actually here, this is blowing Taylor's mind a little bit.
His drawings and his sketches sort of come to life. And I see what the unusual thing is that it's an open party. Anybody can come with a costume. But you look around and you see there's a lot of people with costumes that sort of mimic his own art, which is incredible.
People have poured a lot of time into these costumes. You can tell. They've got Edwardian dresses and vampy lounge singers and steampunk time travelers.
To see people that I've never met and I go, you look like you came from this world, but I didn't design you. It's like, that's surreal.
All right, this is John Dunavant. He is the artist behind Theater Bazaar. And he was able to dream this up because as a shy, artsy kid growing up in suburban Detroit, he would go on these family road trips to touristy ghost towns. And they would see these dioramas of old-fashioned sideshow circuses. For Dunavant, it became an obsession. This was a way to escape the white bread world. So years ago, he gets some buddies to help him build these massive carnival sets for Halloween parties that they'd have at a house. And that eventually became a full-blown underground illegal street party, which eventually the city did shut down and they had to move here to the Masonic Temple. And now Theater Bazaar, as they call it, brings in thousands of people to play in this world that John Dunavant had dreamed up.
It was like I felt violated. It was like, get out of my head. But it's also incredibly exhilarating. I mean, it's an amazing thing to, you know, be some goofball designing some weird things and then to have people respond in the way that they do. And especially now, the way people that have been coming for years are starting to pick up on grasping that and creating their own characters that feel like they came from this world.
This year, he's focusing on some of the creepy rituals, the secret symbols, the cultish vibe that this event has, because he wants this year to be a commentary on religion.
It's man trying to struggle with his own fears. And
this is heavy for a Halloween party, my friend.
I'm not really interested in parties. I just want to make stuff.
Obviously, not everybody who goes to Theater Bazaar is going to walk away reflecting on man's relationship to religion. And that is okay with Dunavant. This can be, he says, just a fun escapist party that pulls everybody in, from drag queens to suburban couples to a couple of 70-something grandmothers I met, one of whom was in a leather S&M costume. What matters at the end of the day is that she had the imagination and the legs to pull it off. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.